So again tonight, we'll sit for a bit and then have the reflection probably tonight somewhere towards the middle of the sitting, and then sit again in silence. So settle yourself, and if you haven't already begun, you can begin your meditation for this last period of the day. So we are at this point in the heart of the retreat. You've all had a chance to settle and quiet down a bit. It's often a time when all kinds of things come through. Joseph Goldstein used to talk about you get to watch the passing show. And it's pretty astounding what shows up as we sit. Huge storms of grief and loss, or a blast of anger. Sometimes it's memories. You suddenly find yourself walking through a house where you lived when you were 10 years old. Sometimes it's joy and delight. You remember the Rumi poem, he says, to allow them all. Give them space. Let these various events blow through. I wanted to read to you tonight Dana Fald's poem called Allow, because it's such good instruction for what we're doing. She says, there is no controlling life. Try corralling a lightning bolt or containing a tornado. Dam a stream and it will create a new channel. Resist and the tide will sweep you off your feet. Allow and grace will carry you to higher ground. The only safety lies in letting it all in. The wild and the weak, fear, fantasies, failures, and success. When loss rips off the doors of the heart or sadness veils your vision with despair, practice becomes simply bearing the truth. In the choice to let go of your known way of being, the whole world is revealed to your new eyes. Allow and grace will carry you to higher ground. The only safety lies in letting it all in. The wild and the weak, fear, fantasies, failures, and success. When loss rips off the doors of the heart, or sadness veils your vision with despair, practice becomes simply bearing the truth. Practice becomes simply bearing the truth. In the choice to let go of your known way of being, the whole world is revealed to your new eyes. No matter what comes in your practice, allowing it, naming it, being with whatever truth is offered to you. That's the practice. There's nothing that's outside of the realm of mindfulness. whatever comes. See if you can rest in that and create the space in the heart, mind, for whatever shows itself in the next moments. So as we come to the end of this day of practice, let's take just a moment for a bit of gratitude, breathing in your sitting, breathing body, and breathing out gratitude, breathing out thank you into every cell of your being, this body that is supporting you so well during this retreat. And then taking in another breath, with that breath, the awareness of the gathered community, all of us together on the retreat, students and staff and teachers, breathing that all in and breathing out gratitude to every person here. We all support each other's practice so much. And then you can breathe in one more time, perhaps the awareness of family and friends outside of the retreat, people who care for you and who are supporting you, taking in the awareness of their presence in your life. And again, breathing out gratitude, breathing out your thank yous. And then last of all, we gather up all of the goodness of our practice today, this entire long day of practice, taking that in for ourselves, allowing yourself to be nourished by that goodness, allowing yourself to take in the merit of it. And then we turn and we give it away. We offer all of this goodness, all of this merit to all beings, that all beings may be happy, that all beings may be peaceful, and that all beings everywhere may come to complete and utter ending of suffering. So thank you once again for your presence here. I hope you have a good rest or further practice, and we'll see you in the morning.